At this point, you might be thinking, wow, this is a lot of information for a women's ministry team to use, but we don't even have one yet. So how do I get one started? This is the information you have been waiting for. For this portion of the course, we are going to assume that you do not have a formal women's ministry program in place of any sort, although you might have some Bible studies or small groups for women. A formal women's ministry encompasses more than just study groups because it serves the purpose of ministering to women in different ways. Women are uniquely different and their needs are going to be different. We won't minister to every woman in the same way. Thus, a women's ministry becomes that overseeing administration of multiple avenues to minister to the women in different ways as the occasion fits. To begin this process of starting the formal ministry program from scratch, you're going to need to kind of come up with a plan, meet with your pastor, and then define your ministry vision. The order that you do these first steps in will largely be dependent upon where you are at the process already. If you've been thinking about women's ministry for quite some time, you may already have a vision for that ministry. Perhaps you know your pastor well enough to know that you should discuss it with him before you even start to plan anything. It's possible that you may even want to build your team and have their input on the vision and the purpose of the ministry, instead of just deciding it all on your own. You might already have been talking with a group of women about starting a women's ministry, in which you've practically built your leadership team already, before you even got approval to start the ministry in the first place. While the order may vary from church to church, the points are pretty universal. You need to create an action plan, get the approval of your pastor, have a clear vision of the ministry purpose. To create your action plan, first, you really need to pray about the ministry. Is this the right one for your church, and are you called to lead it or just get it started? What is God laying on your heart as that overall vision for the ministry? Second, approach your pastor. You'll want to have his support from the ministry, especially if you're hoping to get any sort of budget. Some helpful tips in talking to your pastor are that men are performance-based beings. Their job is to provide for their family. In fact, when a man's performance is compromised due to age or injury and he can't provide, it actually impacts his view of himself in a negative way. This also plays into how men will view projects and ministries. They want to understand that the ministry is going to perform and has a purpose. It has a goal. There is an expected result. Therefore, when you're meeting with your pastor, it's good to have an idea of what you expect the performance and the result of the ministry to be. And if you're unsure, ask his input. What is it that he would like to see? The women's ministry will be supporting small groups, developing new leaders, or the women's ministry will be an outreach to the community and bring women and families into the church. Men also need respect. The pastor is the leader of the church, and therefore you should always approach him with the respect that he is due. Schedule a meeting with him and share your desire to start a women's ministry. Listen and respond to his questions without interrupting. And be willing to compromise. You can't walk into the pastor's office and demand a ministry with a budget. I've spoken with pastors who have experienced church members who treat them as if they're a paid employee because they give financially to the church. Therefore, it is best to set yourself apart from that mindset from the very beginning. There's a difference between requesting and demanding. Men want to know that their vision and work is supported, so acknowledge his headship of the church, share your calling, and incorporate how you feel that this ministry is actually going to support the overall vision of the church. Let him know that the women's ministry would be a tool in supporting that vision. Pastors are accountable to God for how they shepherd his church, steward his money, and move forward his vision for the church. Therefore, pastors are going to be more concerned about how the individual ministries are going to fit into that larger scope. All things are permissible, but not all things are beneficial. 1 Corinthians 10:23. If your pastor's not on board, it is acceptable to ask why, but don't argue. You can also ask him if it would be permissible to discuss the topic again in a few months or next year. What you might find is that once you understand why he turned down the idea, that after a few months have passed, you may be able to represent it with some changes that can then fit within the scope of the church. One thing that most of us can agree on is that women and men communicate very differently. I was working along with a ministry where there were a lot of communication failures. The women were not clearly defining their ministry vision. The pastor was turning down their requests. However, they never took the time to actually sit down and discuss it. The women felt like they had no support from the pastor, and the pastor felt like the women were not supporting the vision of the church, and that they just wanted to have fun activities. The women wanted to hear yes to their great ideas, and they couldn't understand why there would be such a problem with it. No after no after no, and you end up with a group of women who were hurt. They felt like their ministry was being tolerated, not supported. This created a lot of tension in the group and towards the pastor, and the ministry was on the cusp of being shut down completely when the light bulb went off. First, another woman whom they sought counsel reminded them that the women's ministry was there to support the church, not the other way around. Two, the pastor's wife helped him realize that he couldn't assume that the women's ministry understood his reasoning behind the declined request. So when both parties realized this, it shifted the communication into a more positive route, and then the ministry began to be repaired. And I've witnessed multiple situations where entire ministries were almost shut down just simply to poor communication. We can't approach our pastors demanding to be heard, demanding explanations, or to get our own way. What we can do is approach them from a place of humble sincerity. Sometimes, simply rewording our questions is just enough. Instead of a demanding, "Why can't we?" a softer question is, "If not this, then what would you like to see?" It can actually be a lot softer of a presentation where we can express our desire to be understood better and his desire to be understood as well. You can find the answers that you're looking for at that point. And you can also find areas of compromise might be established. If the pastor is uncertain about the greater women's ministry plans, then perhaps you can find a smaller starting point. Also, a great way to make headway with your pastor is to covet his opinions, not just about the type of activities the ministry is going to offer, but more specifically, ask him if there are any women in the church that he would suggest for the leadership team. Ask what results he would like to see from the ministry. And I would also strongly address that once you do have approval, have a meeting to discuss those ministry boundaries. We shouldn't assume that we're given full approval to do whatever we want. Find out if he has anything he wants included in the ministry or to be the main focus. Find out if he has any conditions for fundraising, if there's going to be a budget, and if not, what would you need to do in order to get one? Ask him about how often you can offer fellowship events, if he has concerns about hiring in speakers, or if there are any study materials he does or does not want you to be using. And finally, get clarification of who is overseeing the ministry. Is it your head pastor or an associate pastor, an elder, or a pastor or elder's wife? Third, you're going to define your vision for your ministry. And what is your mission statement or scripture? You may wish to do this once you have your leadership team in place. However, that's a choice you and possibly your pastor will have to make. There are occasions in order to properly align the vision of the ministry to the church where it's important for the vision to be established with the pastor. In fact, it might be the only way you get ministry approved. This can aid in building your leadership team because it will help you identify which leadership positions you'll need to facilitate that vision. Additionally, it can help women that you're approaching for leadership positions have a clear impression of the ministry before they sign on to be a part of it. Let them know what they're getting into. There may be a few additional steps required of you in this process that may not be required of others. A friend of mine attended a church where the pastor didn't make any of the decisions about some ministries in the church. They had a committee, and if you wanted to start a new ministry, you would have to then attend a business meeting. Once you were there, you would pitch your ministry idea to the committee, and then they may vote on it right then and there or at the next business meeting. I attended a church when I was younger where we voted on everything as a church body. If someone wanted to start a ministry in the church, it would be mentioned in the Sunday bulletin. Then the next Sunday, you would find your ballot and you would vote. In cases like these, be prepared to wait. You may get a chance to address the decision makers directly, or you may not. If you're going to speak, be well prepared. If you won't get a chance to publicly address it at the meeting, put your thoughts into an email and send it to the committee in advance. If the church is going to vote as a whole, make sure you know when it will happen and talk with influential people in the church to garner their support. If you have a pastor who is generally not inclined towards having sub-ministries or female leadership, or you attend a church that has a bad history in regards to some women's ministry, equip yourself with knowledge. Pray that God will soften his or their hearts towards the women's ministry. understand what the Bible says about women in leadership, and we're going to address that very specifically towards the end of this course. Grab a book or two on women's ministry, ministering to women, women in leadership, etc., and do some research. Have a well-thought-out plan that has an overview of your vision for the ministry that doesn't go into overwhelming detail. Talk to other women's ministry leaders and learn from them. Get examples of the benefits of the women's ministry. Gently encourage the pastor to search the scriptures and prayerfully consider the possibility of the ministry. Ultimately, if you're praying throughout this process, and if this is what God is calling you to do and to lead in the church, it's going to happen. However, it may take time, and use that time to regroup and rethink and prepare yourself for future discussion. Do not gripe and mumble about not getting your way, or speak ill about your pastor to others in the church, or complain to his wife trying to get her to change his mind. Do not get demanding, threatening to leave the church, or actually even leave the church. Don't try to rally a group of people to gang up against your pastor in order to get your way. Do not give up hope. Do not stop praying, and do not stop preparing. Wait upon the Lord.